This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, Professor of Music Composition and Music Theory, Dr. Tim Crist, and undergraduate student Connor Scroggins talk about music composition research. This is Dr. Crist.
Well, Connor and I have been working on music composition for 2 years now. Music composition is something that is a wide open field. It's not specific to one thing. It's not just music. It's embracing all of our life experiences. That means that we go well beyond the boundaries of music in our conversations quite often, discussing things like physics, anatomy, mathematics, science, history, social issues. It really is, you know, a wonderful experience teaching composition because of this. We feel the vibrancy of our lives working through the music that we are considering. And in all of this, we're really studying at its core human behavior and how to communicate to others, how to feel certain experiences, how to represent them through musical material in an effective way that communicates exactly how we feel, our position and our perception of certain things. So in that way, it's a very complete feeling that you get from this experience of composing music. We feel these interconnections in life, which creates for a wonderful educational learning experience.
And I would imagine, though, that composing and composition can be something that's very challenging, even though you say that you take a look at, and a lot of music, you know, is kind of maybe a reflection of what's going on in society and other things that are going on. And so that way you talk about, you know, different things like history and art and what you mentioned. But how much of a challenge is it to be able to try and sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write something, whether it's a regular piece through guitar or, you know, an electric piece or something like that, something that is original, that is your own?
Yes, well, it is very challenging from the standpoint that, you know, I often talk with my students about the details being divine, that the details of one's life are the things that we really need to pay attention to. And a lot of times that takes deep thinking, that takes some time, and education generally takes time. If we don't allow time, if we don't have enough time to do it, we won't find very interesting conclusions to the problems that we're trying to solve. So first and foremost, time is the most important factor. From there, it's discussion, and it's human discussion about real things that we are experiencing in our lives, things that we can share together with one another, things maybe we can bring to light. Maybe people are just not aware of certain experiences that we're having, and we need to share those in order to build a deeper connection with one another. These are things that ultimately produce a very close-knit society, one that consists of trust and imagination and fierce creativity.
Right. So tell us about what Connor did, and then we're going to talk to you, Connor, for just a little bit, because I know that you recently presented at Create at State. Tell us a bit about what Connor's been working on, and then we'll shift it over to him.
Well, it's just a great privilege to be Connor's mentor and to have these sorts of discussions with him. He is an exceptional student on a number of in a number of ways. One of which is his ability to embrace life in a multifaceted way. He has strong interests in computer science, among other things, and we've found ways to embrace those interests in order to motivate him toward a real in-depth study of various things. In the past year, we've pursued an exploration of spectral composition, music that is built on the resonances of a sound. We have discussed, I think Connor will get to this in great detail, the idea of instrumental music concrète, where we can take sounds, unfamiliar sounds from a musical instrument, and use them in a way that produces a sonic environment that is quite unusual and engaging. It's been a wonderful pursuit trying to find him in this research.
Very good. So, Connor, talk a little bit about what you have been doing, if you don't mind.
So what I've been researching this semester is this genre that Dr. Christ mentioned called instrumental musique concrète. The idea is that instead of just focusing on certain aspects of sound like pitch and rhythm, we're going to take everything we can about the sound and make music out of every aspect of it. This comes from an earlier genre that's very related called just musique concrète that was of an early form of electronic music, where we had very much the same idea. We would record a sound, and instead of saying this sound needs to be changed or something, we accept the sound for what it is, and we build the music off of that. And so with instrumental musique concrète, we're taking this concept and applying it to instruments. You will hear, like often, especially with string instruments, string instruments are very idiomatic with this genre, because whenever they play a note, you'll hear a lot of noise that usually doesn't mean anything to what we're trying to say. And in this genre, we're taking those noises and we're carefully finding different ways, different resonances we can create from those things. And we're building the musical statement off the careful, nuanced execution of those things.
It kind of reminds me of when we talked to your student Ty Crawford not long ago, as he was taking things that were purposely distorted and making music. It kind of, in a way, maybe not exactly the same way. But my question to you is, Connor, how do you take something that is a sound and then, you know, look for something specifically like what you're describing here, you know, something that people might kind of throw away as just a sound? How do you take that specific sound and then use it in a composition piece?
So the idea is we need to bring focus to this thing, and we need to say there is some validity here. And a lot of that is through how we structure the piece. And often when we emphasize an idea in music, that makes it mean something, that validates the idea. Just as like in visual art, things exist in space and we emphasize them through having connections in space and showing similarities in adjacent spaces. Emphasis in music, and just music itself, exists over time, and so if we want to emphasize something, we have to repeat it. But if we want to show different aspects of something, often we have to show contrast. And so the things we may be contrasting may not be, here's this tune and that tune, it may be, here is this resonance and that resonance. And through altering the sounds, we bring focus to how important those sounds are to the statement I'm trying to make.
Connor Scroggins joining me along with Dr. Tim Christ on the Created State podcast. Dr. Christ, kind of your thoughts. I think that he's already ready probably to teach a class in this, by the way that he's kind of describing things like that. Kind of your thoughts on how he's been kind of branching into that.
Well, absolutely. He could teach a course on it. And this is a result of him, you know, accessing these motivators that I spoke of and following through on that research. I often say, for us, it's not research, it's just search. We're not researching anything. We're not going back over things that have already been discovered. We're finding new things. We're using our imagination here to discover new parts of ourselves and how we can use this new material in an effective way that pleases us, that produces something that we are satisfied with and willing to share with others. Mm-hmm. There's a logic behind music. Whether that musical idea is a major chord or whether it's the sound of a bow rubbing against the tailpiece of a double bass. These are sounds that can be controlled, manipulated. We can create variations on those sounds just like we do any musical material. So in the end, we end up with a result that is somewhat very similar to the logic of Beethoven or any other composer. It's just that we're accessing new sounds through new means, new body movement. We're discovering ways to use our anatomy differently, and just explore the instrument more comprehensively.
And I imagine, Connor, the sky's kind of the limit for what you could really do as you do future compositions.
Right. I mean, a lot of this genre and a lot of this way of composition is about discovery, and it's about finding what can I make music from. And I guess, you know, continuing to think about how I structure music off of this, I mean, it very much goes along with that idea of discovery and just figuring out how far you can push the bounds and making the piece about that. It's starting with a sound, and it's how did I get to a place where I could do something with that sound? And it's often the narrative that happens in music is that process of discovery and pushing beyond what you understand music to be.
So, Connor, tell us about some of the work that you've been doing in relation to this, if you don't mind.
So, in the middle of the semester, like right after spring break, the Rhythm Method String Quartet visited our campus and played a recital of some great music. And they were also willing to have a reading session, a couple of reading sessions of student string music. And I spent a lot of the semester before then writing a string quartet for them to play. And even before that, a great composer of our day, Jason Eckhart, came the week before spring break, and he was able to take a look at my string quartet and give me some suggestions for where to go with my composition. And then on top of that, to have the experience of the Rhythm Method String Quartet playing that piece helped me learn a lot about exactly what this style is that I'm writing in and how to convey that effectively to my performers. And I was able to even write a second quartet while they were still there for them to also read to help me learn and refine some of these things that I'm exploring.
What were your thoughts on being able to have them take a look at your work and then you be able to kind of improve on that? I mean, that's super cool to be able to have them do that.
Yes, it was life-changing to be able to have that input. I'm not sure I could have gained that much appreciation for the kind of music I'm writing without that hands-on experience of here's the sound in my head and here's how it's getting translated over.
Connor, how'd you get the interest for music? And I know everyone loves music in that regard, but it must take, you know, for being able to say, you know what, this is, I want to be able to write this and then kind of go off into different, you know, areas in music. How did you develop this interest?
I would say a lot of it was patience. I mean, like 10 years ago, I probably would have been quite confused if you had told me I'd be writing in this style of music. My interests were just more conservative, but it was with this patience of seeing that people find value in this music, and I wanted to figure out what is so meaningful about this music to these people. And I wasn't just satisfied with, well, I don't get it, and so I don't want to get it. I wanted to figure this out and figure out how there's clearly something here that they're learning from and they're able to use, and it's not just about the noises. There's something specific that they're listening for, and that's what I've been searching for.
And it sounds like the quest continues, I guess.
It always will.
Always will. Dr. Christ?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I guess I'm most proud of Connor's work here is that he really closed the loop on this. This began with an idea, and he was able to research some of the aspects of that idea, some of the music that was being written, the composers that write that music, some of the performers that perform that style of music, find ideas in there that were useful for him, practice develop some plan of action as to how to use those ideas, mm-hmm. actually create a piece, try it out with performers, and ultimately reflect on that to see how it went. And he came up with some real solutions to problems. All of this research led to something in the end that is truly his own, something that he can take forwards with him in his education, something that's measurable, something that shows us that growth has taken place, that there is something new. There's a new clock or internal perception that is now working in his music at this point. That's real education. That's measurable. That's something that he can feel, that he can be proud of. And in the end, he has this composition to show for it that can be premiered and for a public audience who can also evaluate it and maybe take some things forward from it themselves.
Right. Do we think that maybe a premiere might be coming here pretty soon, possibly on those kinds of works?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking for the Rhythm Method to return this fall and actually perform his music on a concert.
That will be very exciting, I know, for you, Connor.
Yes.
So your thoughts on how Arkansas State has enriched your life and how Dr. Crist has been able to kind of help you in your learning?
I would say the biggest fundamental thing is A-State has taught me how to learn. You know, I went in and I'm very familiar with the educational process of receive the facts, show that you know them. But it was here that I finally started doing something with those facts. It wasn't just enough to know certain things about like history or know some scientific information. It was, what am I going to do with that information? And me being a scholar of music, that's where the applications have been focused. I've been taking mathematical ideas and figuring out how do I write music based on that, and even purely musical ideas, and figuring out how do I take this beyond just the academic level of understanding some basic traditions. How do we give this more of a voice? And all the other fields and studies, that's how I hope I can apply them, is in this way of showing that I have learned from this, and I want to continue to experiment with these things and learn something even greater.
How was it like for you presenting at Create at State?
It was awesome to be able to finally share, to have that finished product of here's my research and here's what I gained from it and here's how I want it to continue to inspire my research.
Right. And that was one of the things after you performed, Dr. Crist came up to me and said, we've got to get him on the podcast. in that his, the way he presented it, it was something you were very impressed with.
Absolutely the most stunning presentation I've seen at Create at State. Because of that closing the loop aspect of it, it's not just presenting research on some PowerPoint slides, but actually going many, many steps forwards from there. It's taking information and absorbing it at a deep level so it becomes part of you and your tendencies, your interests going forwards. Couldn't have been more proud to see a student develop through the research and the creative acts that went on during this whole project.
Fantastic. Before I let you all run, thank you for coming up on the podcast. Connor, anything else you would like to add about this, please?
I'm just looking forward to continuing learning and beyond.
Very good. And what do you hope to do after, you know, graduation?
I'm looking at some graduate schools. I definitely want to go down the graduate school route and get the PhD in music and do something with it from there. I don't know if I'll be teaching or just composing, but I definitely do want to do something with composition.
Very good. And I can see you definitely going down the teaching route. Dr. Crist, anything else you would like to add, please, sir?
Well, I just, I like this opportunity to have, you know, Create at State is such a wonderful event for the university in sharing research in an interdisciplinary format. We really need to engage with one another at moments like this and share information. As a composition teacher, I recognize that, well, all my life I've been teaching an interdisciplinary class. Every time we consider making music, we reach out to other disciplines. We reach out to other thoughts and concepts and ideas, mm-hmm. and it becomes a part of our music. So I know that real learning is just involves this very thing, interdisciplinary program, project-based learning opportunities. And to share it at Create at State with the good work that our research and technology program is doing. It's just Emily Devereaux, in, you know, specifically. It's a great event for our university, and I hope it continues to grow.
I bet as a professor, you're probably looking at some of the research that other students have been doing, and maybe you're just kind of blown away by all of the work that's, you know, that's taking place in all disciplines, not just music.
Oh, absolutely. I had the opportunity to spend some time at several presentations, ones within my department, within the college, but also outside of my college. Some of the science presentations were dynamite, really interesting. And I love hearing our students, you know, discuss their research in a public forum like this. It just is really exciting. It builds a sense of excitement throughout the university, throughout the, across the boundaries that we create between our departments. I think it's great, a great opportunity to kind of experience what other people are doing on campus and find some common ground.
And that's Professor of Music Composition and Music Theory, Dr. Tim Crist, and undergraduate student Connor Scroggins talking about music composition research on the Created State podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State podcast at the Created State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere you get your podcast, or you can listen on the NPR app. And also tell others about the Created State podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.